Dr. Seth Moore is Director of Biology and Environment with the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. The band engages in fisheries and wildlife research projects throughout the year. Dr. Moore appears regularly on our radio show. Welcome, Dr. Moore.
Thanks, Kara. Today I'm going to talk about some confusing Lake Superior fish names. I'm going to go over names like leans, fats, ciscos, ciscoettes, herring, chubs, walleye, pickerel, coaster, brook trout, and specks. And I'm going to try to explain how these are all related.
It's quite a list.
It is a list. There's a lot of different names for fish in our waters, and some of them are confusing. So I think I'll start with lake trout. Lake trout have two main types nowadays in Lake Superior that are called leans, which are the leaner lake trout, or fats or ciscoettes. Lean lake trout are the ones that are typically harvested nowadays for their flesh, and they're sold at restaurants or in fish markets. Historically, though, the ciscoettes, or fat trout, were the ones that were preferred by fishermen and people due to their high caloric content of their flesh. And that's because people simply burn more energy those days, and higher calorie foods tasted better and were what people needed to sustain themselves. The lean lake trout, on the other hand, were the ones that were most impacted by the commercial fishing industry in the 1940s and also by sea lamprey. And right now, both types of lake trout have naturally reproducing populations in Lake Superior.
Are the ciscoettes affected by lamprey also?
That's a really good question. They are. Ciscoette lake trout live in really deep water in Lake Superior, and so their populations weren't as affected by sea lamprey as the lean lake trout, which live in shallow waters, which is where the lampreys preferred to swim. But lampreys do prey on ciscoette lake trout as well, and it's just the fact that they live in different environments. The ciscoettes weren't as impacted.
Okay. And you were saying that people used to like to catch them and eat them.
Yeah, and their flesh is really oily. I think it's about 60% fat to flesh ratio, which is really high for trout species. In fact, there's some interest in harvesting ciscoette lake trout for their omega-3 fatty acids. They have really high levels of them. And so there's some people on the eastern side of the lake and in Michigan that are really interested in trying to develop a fishery for ciscoette lake trout just for that fat. So the next confusing fish names I'm going to talk about are the different names for herring and ciscos. So I'm talking about ones that people talk about nowadays as lake herring, cisco, and chubs. And those all are talking about the same group of species, but it's actually several different species. So I'll start with lake herring. Lake herring aren't a true herring. All the true herring species are saltwater species and live in ocean environments. The lake herring that we have here in Lake Superior is actually a type of cisco, and there are several different types of cisco that live in Lake Superior. And the cisco species are actually in the trout and salmon family, which would probably be surprising to a lot of people. And they're also related to whitefish. Whitefish are also in the trout and salmon family. The lake herring are now called cisco just because they're not a true herring. Those are commercially harvested for their flesh and also for their roe. The roe is harvested in the fall when the fish are spawning and typically is sold to Asian countries to be eaten as caviar.
Mm-hmm. So we're supposed to call herring cisco now?
Nowadays, at least in the fisheries community, we call herring cisco. Most citizens still call herring herring. I still call herring herring most of the time, unless I'm in actually a meeting with other fisheries people where I'm supposed to call them cisco.
Well, I went to England, and they catch herring in the North Sea.
Yep.
And I went out on a little boat and we caught herring. They look the same.
Yeah, they do. The true herring species look like our cisco species, but they're all saltwater species. And the biggest of the herring species is actually the tarpon. It lives in Florida, in the saltwater areas of Florida, but they get up to 40 or 50 pounds. It's just a giant herring. So the last set of fish names I'm going to talk about are a couple of the warm water species, but we have several different names for brook trout. Lake Superior brook trout are called coasters or brook trout, and in Canada, a lot of the people call them specks. They're native to the area, and we've been actively restoring coaster brook trout here in Grand Portage since the early 1990s. Walleye also have a couple of different names. They're called pickerel in Canada, but true pickerel are actually in the pike family, whereas walleye are actually in the perch family.
Well, there are walleye in Lake Superior, right?
Yeah, there are. They're not huge populations. Black Bay has on the northern part of Lake Superior has a pretty healthy population, and then some of our river systems have good walleye populations. The Pigeon River here in Grand Portage has a self-sustaining walleye population, and the Kaministiquia River in Thunder Bay also has a pretty healthy walleye population.
Okay. All right. Well, is there anything else you want to talk about as far as fish names?
No, I think I covered all the confusing fish names that were at the top of my head here, but I do have a couple of trivia bits from Hannah. Right. The first one is that sharks have no bones. They actually have a cartilage skeleton and no bones whatsoever. Another trivia bit that I have is that crocodiles can't stick out their tongues.
Not that I knew that crocodiles had tongues.
Apparently they do. Someone found that out, and they also learned that crocodiles can't stick them out.
All right. Well, you won't be insulted by a crocodile,
That's
then,
right.
I guess.
That's right.
All right. Wonderful.
We've been talking with Dr. Seth Moore. He's a wildlife biologist with Grand Portage Trust Lands, and we talk to him frequently here on the Calendar Show. So I want to thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kara.